8:12, you know, tomorrow's an anniversary, too. It was on this date in 1985 that we gave our life over to Bill Gates.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's it.
How about that?
They released Windows 1.0, 1985. And now Bill knows everything about you.
Yeah. I think I was working with that system this morning, as a matter of fact.
Oh, okay. So, Mr. I have it so hard here. Well, is everything all right now?
Oh, yeah. No, once I got to the point to where I could reboot, but I had, you know, I had things that had to be recorded and sent elsewhere before I could even do that. So I just had to grin and bear it.
You never once said reboot to us. It sounded like when I mentioned it to you, that was the first time you'd thought about it.
No. I thought about it, but rebooting itself, you understood, would have taken 15 minutes, and then there would have been, the people in Navasota would have gotten no sports this morning had I done that.
Oh,
so,
and well,
so I had to.
After all. Right.
Yes.
Yeah, I got you.
So you're welcome, Navasota.
Okay, there you go. Got that. It's 8:13. Chris is here this morning from the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. What's going on in your world?
Well, a little cold weather going on. Had to walk the dog early this morning.
I know that feeling. Yeah, I do that on the weekends. I know what you mean. Yeah.
We wanted to stay out all day. We rushed it. But today I have always bring visitors in, and we have lots of good affiliates. But today I'm here with Elena Reese from Focus Festival 3, and it's a festival that's been going on for 3 years. It has a different focus every year, and she's here to tell you about that.
Hey, Elena, focus. How are you today?
Hi, good morning. Very well.
Good. Thanks for coming in. Tell me about then Focus 3. What's this going to be focused on?
We decided to focus on Russian school. It's quite a surprise, of course, because I am Russian.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm shocked over that. Okay.
Right. Yeah. I had an idea. We had, previously, we had Bach as the main figure of the festival. We had Robert Schumann last year. And this time we decided, well, we need to change the pattern. We need to show to everyone that it's possible to center the entire festival, not around any particular figure, but around a whole big national school of music.
Okay.
And yes, the Russian comes to mind immediately because everybody knows at least Tchaikovsky, Sleeping Beauty, Nutcracker comes to mind. Our festival this year lasts starting from very late October till mid-February, which is absolutely outstanding. We never had such long-lasting festival, only because we have so many good students in the area, music students, and only because we've managed to arrange so many big events with these students involved and arts participating in it, that we decided to break it into many, many events throughout this period of time, almost half a year, 6 months.
So now, the events will be held. What kind of venues and where will they be and when?
Tomorrow, we have a second event with this festival, and these two first events, they have this motto, getting to know. First event was getting to know each other, and it featured a group of Russian high school students coming to town, and it was arranged around them. This time, tomorrow, we have getting to know Russian art. It will happen in Bryan Library at 1. We start at 1. It will have so many interesting points in it as... we have a presentation by Nan Curtis, director of MSC Forsyth Center Galleries. She will have actually two presentations tomorrow. One dedicated to Russian icons. It's quite a special part of Russian art, and I hope that we'll learn a lot. And another one, she volunteered to do some talk and some show, slideshow, not actual show,
okay,
on a Russian costume, Russian traditional costume. Amazingly enough, this time we have one student from A&M making a presentation about very specific kind of Russian art, Russian architecture of beginning of 20th century. I'm very glad that it happened that way because it's not very often that a student in the middle of Texas is able to do such a specific topic about Russian culture.
Kind of a pleasant surprise. Is there a website where they could see a schedule of events, or is it all collected someplace?
Yes, this is bvmta.org. It's a website of Brazos Valley Music Teachers Association, and the entire event will, of course, feature local music students. We have quite a hefty number of students participating tomorrow, and also we're opening two exhibition after this set of presentations. We opened two exhibitions in the MSC Forsyth Center Galleries. One is from Russian Cultural Center in Houston. It's exhibition of posters, images of Moscow, they're called. And another one is exhibition of local art students' artworks.
Okay.
And which is absolutely amazing.
Great. Tell them again what the website is.
bvmta.org.
Okay. We hope people will take advantage of that. Thanks for the time this morning. What else you got for us today, Chris?
Lots of things, but I'll be brief. Stage Center and Theater Company are selling their tickets. If you want to get White Christmas tickets, you better get them now. Also, they're flipping the switch tonight in Bryan. Is that correct? They're
right. Turning
on
the lights.
Mm-hmm. Downtown. And also, if you want to get some goodies at the Artisan Bazaar at the Art Center, you better do it pretty quick. We're running through November 30th, and lots of good stuff out there for people to purchase.
One-of-a-kind type items. All right, and tell them the website if they want some more information.
ACBV.org, and we have information on all our affiliates, including Focus Festival 3 and all those great events that are going on around the Brazos Valley.
All right, very good. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
You bet. Visit with folks from the Arts Council on alternate Fridays, and it's 8:18, and Katie Marie Lyles will join us from College Station Council in just a minute.
Hi, I'm Augustine Trevino, owner of Trevino Smith Funeral Home. We're a full-service facility offering traditional services, cremations, prepaid burial plans, and monuments. I began my funeral career right here in the Brazos Valley over 18 years ago. We are involved in the community and are proud to be locally owned. Trevino Smith Funeral Home is located at 2610 South Texas Avenue in Bryan. Call us anytime at 822-2424 with any questions regarding a personalized service. And remember, at Trevino Smith Funeral Home, serving your family is our family business.
Anytime you think about Thanksgiving meals, you always remember the pie. This year, let the families at A&M Methodist Church hand make a pie or two for your family. The pies are made to order, so you'll need to place your order before 5 on Friday. The only choice you'll need to make is whether you want a traditional pumpkin pie, or maybe the moist and sweet praline sweet potato pie, or you could pick the chocolate pecan pie. But for Thanksgiving, why not let the real Texan come out with a pecan pie? Sticky, sweet, crunchy, and perfect. Place your order by calling A&M Methodist Church today. From their family to your family for Thanksgiving.
8:19, News Talk 1620, WTAW, and Ben Hardiman joins us this morning. How you doing, Ben?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Scott?
Are you in a car that has windows this morning?
Well, I'm not in a car at the moment.
Okay,
so.
Well, that's good. It can be kind of chilly early in the morning at this time of year when you're driving around in an old car.
It sure can.
You're not calling us for this. You're calling this. We're talking because you're the chairman of the Downtown Bryan Association. You got a big deal coming up this Sunday afternoon.
Yes. Actually, I'll start with commenting that 71 years ago, on November 21st, a huge crowd gathered in downtown Bryan to participate in the grand opening of the Queen Theater.
Wow. Wow, that's tremendous. Okay.
Yeah. So 71 years later, we're inviting the community out to watch the removal of the crown on the Queen Theater, one of the more visible steps in the beginning of the restoration process. And at 2:30 on Sunday afternoon, we'll gather and begin the ceremonies. Wakefield Sign Company is graciously providing a crane, and they're going to reach up there and pluck that crown down, lower it to the ground where people can see it up close and personal.
Yeah, that's something nobody's ever really been able to do, I guess, to be able to actually get that close to it and see it.
Not without going through a lot of steps to get up on top of the theater.
There you go. And then you got, who's going to paint it for you?
Mako Signs. Butch over at Mako Signs has agreed he will paint the crown for us, restore it to its bright, colorful condition. And then after that gets done, it'll go back to Wakefield Sign, and they're going to add the neon lighting to it and get it ready to go back up there.
Well, that's when do we think that's going to happen, Ben?
Probably midsummer. It won't take that long to restore the crown, but the facade of the theater needs to be restored in the meantime before we put the crown back up.
Sure.
So it'll probably be mid to late summer before we're raising the crown back up there.
There you are. Well, the weather ought to be great on Sunday afternoon if folks want to come down and get an up-close look at the crown coming off the Queen Theater. If they want some more information and they want to help out and support, what do they do, Ben?
Well, one answer to your question about when it'll go back up depends on our fundraising efforts. We are in the midst of fundraising for the project. We'll be down there. Representatives of the Downtown Bryan Association will be there to take donations and talk to people about the process Sunday afternoon. But they can contact the Downtown Bryan Association at 822-4920, or the offices are at 213B South Main in Bryan.
All right. Sounds like a deal. We'll look forward to it and see you on Sunday. Thank you, Ben.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. See you later. Jay Sokol joins us this morning from the city of College Station. What's going on in the two-name city?
There's always something going on in the two-name city. But I'm writing, you know, wingman right now to City Councilwoman Katie Marie Lyles. Yeah. And it's been a while since she's been here.
It's been a while. It has, yeah. Her hair's still the same, same color, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she still physically looks pretty much the same. But there's been a lot going on. How are you today?
I'm doing great. My hair's a lot longer, though.
Oh, is it? Okay. All right, it's because I've been watching you on the council meetings, which is the great... Y'all were the best television, I think, going last week, as a matter of fact. That here, citizens, can be fun. And I think y'all are the only council that's actually had somebody bodily removed by a police officer. That happened, what, a few weeks
ago? No. Same person was removed, I think, from both cities.
Oh, okay. Well, there. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. We'll have to have them on sometime.
We just have more camera angles to capture it. Yeah.
Obviously, a lot of things have gone on. City's done a lot of things. As one member of council, just want to get your thoughts on some of those. First of all, where we are with Welborn and the way it's been handled up to now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, first of all, I'm mean and evil and all that. And I think you understand that.
Sure.
If you've read the blogs, you know that.
Okay. No, I haven't, but go ahead. All right.
No, I do very much like all the people in Welborn, and I respect them, and I can appreciate where they're coming from. And this has been a hard issue because... For them, and I understand this, it's a very emotional issue, and I'm trying to look at this on the basis of logic, and really, is it in the best interest of the citizens of College Station to allow a city to incorporate in your ETJ? And so, I mean, if it was purely an emotional issue for me, I'd say, well, let's give them what they want, because we like them, we want to be good neighbors and stuff like that, and so it's been a hard issue, you know, because you want to do the right thing, but we've been over backwards, quite frankly, trying to work with them, trying to meet with them and do what we can to cooperate. And so it's coming along, and we'll see. We're going to continue, I believe, to continue trying to work with them and come to a solution and cooperate and compromise.
In your view, is the right thing to do as one member of council to annex Welborn?
At this point in time, with the information I have, yes.
Okay.
And I know that makes me a bad guy, but... The thing is, and I've asked this several times, and nobody has been able to answer it to me, and I'm still open, but how is it logically, don't give me an emotional answer, but how is it logically in the best interest of the citizens now in 5 years and 10 years and 20 years to allow a city to incorporate in your ETJ? And if someone could come to me and show me a logical argument of how it would be in, you know, better for the citizens of College Station for now and in the future to allow that, I'd be open to say, okay, well, I didn't know that information. Let's see what we can do to work together. And so...
By a wide margin, College Station voters have said they don't want a transportation fee. Your thought again as one member of council, where does that leave you?
Well, you know, if you look back at the notes and if you looked at my blog, which I know so many people just go to those blogs and read them, and what I had said was I wasn't personally supporting the fee. What I was in favor of is allowing the people to have a voice and to make their voice known. And so I think the people have spoken loud and clear. They don't want another tax. They don't want another fee. They want us to buckle down and find it in the general fund. And so I think that we've got our marching orders, and we're going to have to do that. And so any day that the people can have their voice known and represent themselves, you know, that's a great day. And
You and I were talking off the air a little bit about how margins in elections and city elections have been very small. This was not small. This was a very large message that was sent by your electorate. So now charged with that, you got some tough decisions to make because that money has to be found somewhere.
Absolutely, and I knew that going into this.
All right, so where are the rocks that you're going to look under?
It's going to be very interesting, but I still think they're... We'll see when budget time comes around. I think there are areas that we didn't look too hard enough, but I think that's a greater representation of the people say, listen, the economy's bad. We don't want to spend any more money than we have to. We already feel taxed. We're pressed. get creative. Find another solution. Find another way. And I'm like, well, let's just do it. Let's get creative. Let's do it. You know, staff did an incredible job, and I'm always proud of the efforts they put forward. But I think council, we can still continue to look at different options and things and how to cut the budget some more. And so
more and more what we're seeing is things are put in place, and then operation and maintenance is something that's got to be budgeted. Okay, we talked about that, the trees on the bypass, and that's fine. That, great to plant the trees, but they still got to be watered and taken care of. The water event is obviously the next one that council has said, that council has said, all right, we're going to do this, but there's going to be some operation expenses involved. Now, those in favor, how'd you vote on this?
Okay, well, I voted to put it in place, but the reason I did that is because we are contractually legally obligated in order to do so. And so, Scott, you know, I found myself between a rock and a hard place, because here we have something that legally there's a document here that says we have to do this. So
is there a time frame in that document?
Yes.
It must be done now.
Well, the time frame has already expired, and so quite frankly, I don't know how we haven't had, you know, legal implications put against us yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so here we are. I'm sitting here like, I don't agree with this. Up to estimated $170,000 in O&M when I feel like we're already pressed to pay the bills we have now. I don't agree with this, but could we possibly get involved in another lawsuit? And so I was apprehensive, you know, if you looked at that. I wasn't happy about that at all. But
did you direct city attorney's office to talk to the other party, see if there's anything that they could be done? Because I don't know when that contract was let, but obviously, things have changed in this world since then.
Oh,
and,
absolutely.
Why can't you try to find some sort of relief on the calendar that says, we just can't do this now? Mm-hmm. Because we all make personal decisions based on, we could afford something before, we can't do it now. We just can't do it. Has that even been explored?
Absolutely. Well, what we did is we gave the direction for the bid. You know, and so we didn't say, staff, go out, we're going to build this tomorrow. We did start the process, however, and I do recognize that the current city attorney did send a synopsis of the legal document, and I looked at that, and then I said, well, I want an actual copy of that document so I can look at it. And, you know, she did an excellent job in that synopsis, but I was thinking the exact same thing. Like, there's got to be something we can do. We've got to be able to sit down, and there's got to be some creative solution that we can come up with. And so that was a very hard decision.
I don't know if it's the right word or not, but the TIF has run out. Can you disassemble this TIF now? Can you do that? Can you make that TIF go away in the corridor? Would you be in favor of that?
I don't think legally we can. There's a lot of questions I would have about that and what we legally can do. And then even if we legally can, what's that going to do? And I'm going to be careful here because I don't know how much I can say because it's a legal document, and I don't know if that's necessarily.
Yeah. Well, you're not speaking legally for the city, but what my thought is, you know, it's much like the Dallas-Fort Worth Turnpike continued to exist years after it was paid for. If this TIF has expired, then is there any reason to even keep it in place, in your view?
As in the corridor, Wolfpin Creek?
Well, because, if that TIF has expired, and my understanding is it has, then why can't those funds now then be used to be put in the general fund as opposed to being used within the corridor, which is my understanding of the reason that you have a TIF in the first place?
Mm-hmm. Well, that is my understanding now. The TIF has expired, and so all the money that's been collected there is going to go back into the
general
fund.
Okay, well, and that may be the case. That's why I ask that. Okay. What else is going on? What are some hot issues as far as you're concerned that College Station's got to do besides find the money for the transportation fund and basically, what's the short-term future?
Well, it's going to be really interesting. You know, we've got we have a new council member, you know, sits to my left now.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've...
Y'all passing notes? Y'all you acting up in council meetings?
Well, you know, I try my best to behave, but it is very hard for me. Nancy tries to keep me in line.
Okay, yeah. But.
And now it's kind of interesting. We have three women serving on the council.
Yes, we do.
And I don't know if we've ever had that before or if the most has been three. I'm not really sure on that.
I don't think that's happened before.
But, you know, we've got to hire a city manager. We've got three council places that are up in May, and so it's going to be very interesting. The dynamics of the council have changed a lot, and so the dynamics of the city have changed a lot. And so it's going to be – we have an interesting future ahead of us, but I think we've got a great leader to push us through.
Ought to be fun. Thanks a lot for the time. Katie Marie Lyle, she's a College Station City Council member. We visit the members usually about once a month on News Talk 1620 WTAW.